as I say, in the past, we used to have good friendly arrangements with our neighbours. For instance, you may get a farm down the road that's got no cidermaker tackling their own. The boss there likes a glass of cider. They've got a bit of an orchard at the back of their place. Now, what they used to do was to bring in, he used to bring his apples up to us, and we used to make it up on our press. He had a barrel of his own, which he'd fill, but sometimes he'd have more apples than he could fill that barrel, and he'd borrow a barrel off me. And then again, sometimes, after when we'd made it up his cider on our presses, we'd come to an arrangement, well, leave the cider in our cellar on the horse end, we know which is your barrels, and then you can come up and have it as you want it. in other cases, sometimes a neighbour might have a couple of barrels which they weren't using, and you might have your cellar full. You might make an arrangement whereby you could take two barrels down and keep in his cellar. It was all a question of give and take, and the variations in straightforward cider. Of course, it has been customary throughout the ages for some of the folk in cider making to add a little variation, insofar as they've very often made a barrel for their own drinking of a cider wine of various sorts. I used to do it, used to always reckon to make one barrel of ginger wine, and the old recipe used to be 3, 3, and 3. For 3 gallons of cider, 3 ounces of ground root ginger, 3 pounds of sugar, and 3 lemons, I think. That was one way, but on the other hand, I remember old Arthur Tinkle out of Latcham. He used to tinker about and make put elderberries in with some of his wine, and beetroot. Beetroot, incidentally, is sometimes used used to be used an alternative to colouring. And not so good as burnt sugar, but it was quite often traditional for some of the farming fraternity to make the odd barrel of cider wine, which was for their own drinking and for special occasions. For instance, if the farmer himself happened to be on the parochial church council and they had one meeting at his house on some particular aspect, right, he'd say after the meeting, well, now let's have a glass of special, shall we? And he'd go out in the cellar and draw a glass from some special elderberry cum cider version that he'd made. And we used to, cider wine we used to make, the ginger wine as it were, we used to use at Christmas times and that sort of thing.